For many couples, the last sound they hear after saying goodnight is... Studies indicate that sleep apnea affects as many as 25 million people. It is a stressful, dangerous, and lonely condition that robs people of the rest they need and couples of the closeness they love. If you've been diagnosed with sleep apnea, have tried CPAP, and don't get benefit from it, there is another option. Visit InspireSleep.com right now. You'll learn about Inspire, a revolutionary FDA-approved implantable device for sleep apnea. Inspire is completely patient-controlled with the sleep remote. It delivers mild stimulation through the night to keep your airway open so you can finally get the deep, restorative sleep you need. And your partner can come back to bed. The future of sleep therapy is here. Go to InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's InspireSleep.com, giving you the freedom to sleep like everyone else.
Roger Waters, the founding member and creative force behind Pink Floyd. Is this the life we really want? His first new rock album in 25 years. 12 new original songs, including Smell the Roses.
Wake up and smell the roses.
Roger Waters, Is This the Life We Really Want? Available now.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
The Score's Danny Parkins.
My favorite Chicago sports memory is going to the clinching game for the Bulls' fourth title on Father's Day. Seeing Jordan win his first title after his dad had been killed with my dad on Father's Day is a sports moment that will never be topped.
Join Danny Parkins on the Spiegel and Parkins Show, weekdays 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Cubs fans, can you imagine if you missed this?
Grand slam, Miguel Montero!
Or this?
And Baez drives one in the air.
It's got a chance! Cubs win!
Experience every exciting moment of Cubs baseball right here. Because when the Cubs are on The Score, history could be made at any moment.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series!
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home for the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Rules for details.
This is the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
High fly ball, left center field. Back toward the wall. This ball has got a chance. Gone. Kyle Schwarber with a home run.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
102 from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. Chicago Wolves games make the best company in group outings. Tickets, food, and souvenirs can all be included for one low price. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES.
As long as he's healthy and well, he's going to look like that again. I saw it way too much over the last 2 years. I can't deny you're right. He has not played up to his standards to this point. You're right on. But I have a lot of faith in this guy because his mechanics, his fundamentals are that good for me.
And his arm's fine?
Yeah.
Cubs manager Joe Maddon before yesterday's game, a game in which Addison Russell did not start. He's having issues on the field. Russell has been hovering around the Mendoza line, batting 209, and now Russell could be having off-the-field problems. Major League Baseball says it's looking into domestic abuse allegations against Russell. The allegations were made on social media by a woman who claims to be a friend of his wife. Cubs GM Jed Hoyer scheduled to join The Score live at 3 o'clock. Tonight, the Cubs hosting Colorado, the leaders of the National League West. John Lester and Tyler Chapman, the starters. White Sox in Tampa Bay, Derek Holland tries to bounce back from a rough outing last time out, where he gave up 8 runs in 2 1/3 in Detroit. Elsewhere, bottom 5, St. Louis and Cincinnati are scoreless. Tigers lead the Angels 3-1 in the third inning. Hockey game 5 of the Stanley Cup final is tonight. Nashville at Pittsburgh, series tied at 2 games apiece. Blackhawks will visit Columbus September 19th for their preseason opener. College basketball, Illinois at Wake Forest for the Big Ten ACC Challenge this season. Despite a reported offer from Ohio Ohio State. Head coach Greg McDermott says he's staying at Creighton. This scoreboard update is sponsored by Eon Dental Implants. Choose Eon Dental Implants for a new smile and a new you. Lace up your sneakers and join 670 The Score at Guaranteed Rate Field for the Strikeout ALS 5K and 1 mile run, walk, and roll on July 11th. The event benefits the Les Turner ALS Foundation. For more information, visit strikeoutals5k.org. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight at 6:30 when the Cubs take on the Rockies on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
How do?
Thank you, Zach Zaidman. Zach had updates today and will continue to do so. Joe Ostrowski was here doing updates earlier in the show.
Saw him in the parking lot.
Joe O?
Yeah. Saw Joe O in the parking garage.
He's a good man. He
truly is.
You know what? Parkins didn't understand the other day when I went into that voice.
He's a good man.
You listen to him in a Jiggets era?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's a Dan Jiggets voice.
Back in the day a little bit, but I didn't get his impression.
If it's in butts.
Oh, yeah. It's not a good one.
No.
Yeah.
You know what it is?
Yeah.
It's an impression of Jonathan Hood's impression of
Dan
Jiggets.
Because Dan has never sounded like that.
Okay.
Yeah, so this guy's at the top of his class at Harvard, and we make him sound like a dude who's making rib tips.
So why are you yelling at me? What's wrong with rib tips?
You're telling me Jiggets never made rib tips? Really?
No, never in his life.
Like, you don't think so?
Never in his life.
What's wrong with rib tips? Is there something wrong with them in general?
No, but a rib cook does not sound like a guy who graduated at the top of his class at Harvard.
All right. Now I'm on a quest to find a rib cook who went to Harvard.
I was just going
to
say, somewhere in that Venn diagram, somebody has
a little small crossover.
I want him to be Harvard-educated rib cook.
Yes. Tending to the aquarium.
Oh, I'll find it. I got nothing but time.
To the Google.
Yes. Kansas City, Harvard. Actually,
what a day this is, guys.
Eddie Olczyk was on the show. Thank you, Eddie. Len Casper on the show. And Nick Wright, the dead wrong Nick Wright, was on the show today.
What's wrong with Nick Wright?
Jonah Carey will be on the show tomorrow, and more. Chris Bryant at 2:15 today with Bernstein and Goff, and Jed Hoyer at 3 p.m. Hello, men.
Hey. What up? What up?
Wow.
How you guys doing today? Looking
good?
We were
Comey counter-programming.
Yeah, I feel like I cheated on you guys for the first, 45 minutes to an hour, and then I got back to... I came back home, you know?
Sure.
You always got to, no matter how late it is, you got to make sure that you sleep in your own bed.
Just in time for Eddie O.
I caught that live too. Yeah. Had to get back to the old sports room. Yeah.
To answer some of your questions, the Cubs have been aware for weeks of an untidy personal situation with Addison Russell. They knew that there were problems with the new wife. We can say it now, and Jason and I were talking a lot off the air, and there was stuff I was trying to hint at on the air that I couldn't say. But the Cubs had known that the new wife and kid had been gone for 2 to 3 weeks at a minimum, and they knew there was stuff going on with behavior away from the field. I cannot speak to this specific allegation,
right?
But the latest that I've been told, the Chicago police say there is no criminal investigation or any allegation as of now. So at the moment, the law enforcement authorities are not involved, but that phrase as of now obviously keeps open the fact that if evidence or allegation emerges, they're not precluding anything.
MLB doesn't, of course, need any involvement from criminal entities to go ahead and investigate.
As Euris Familio or Aroldis Chapman, it doesn't matter. And I thought about it as soon, because last night was crazy. I was alerted to the Instagram post by somebody. And last night when I went to bed, it was cheating. I wake up this morning and there are allegations of domestic abuse by a friend.
A friend, a commenter.
You know, immediately what I thought of, Speaks, was...
Oh, it was when you and I talked to Jed Hoyer.
And I asked him about Jose Reyes, because the Jose Reyes thing happened the night before. And I asked him about Jose Reyes the next day when we had him on. And I forget what his answer was, but...
You should go back and say,
we're going to dig it up. Yeah, we're going to dig it up because...
Because that the new policy had just come out, and Reyes was the first guy.
That week it was going to be implemented. And I thought about it, and I thought about the professional character versus the personal character. I will say this: as long as I've been around this station or at this station, there have been some very, very uncomfortable moments when it comes to players and athletes' personal lives. I've always felt like it was a little intrusive at times, the way we talked about people's personal lives. And I've been guilty of that at times. I've never really felt decent about it, but the news was the news. And if it affected something or if there was a legal issue going on, now when we get to the part where I wake up this morning and there's talk of physical abuse and a young lady who is the friend of the wife of one Addison Russell. Listen, like Dan just said, the stuff that's been going on and surrounding Addison Russell as far as, you know, extramarital affairs and all that other stuff, those things have been swirling. Those things swirl around our conversations quite often. They just don't make it to the air because you know or you hear about things that guys are up to.
Because it's their business, and it's actually far more common than people would like to think.
Unless
maybe
you have a reason to believe that it is affecting the team in a way that you've got a responsibility to let people know, mm-hmm. then it doesn't really rise to that.
This is the thing, too. Like, I also try to think of athletes. And Speaks and I have talked about this, and you and I have talked about this too, Dan, as more than just numbers on a jersey, more than just robots, or more than the thing that people believe they can separate themselves from them, financial, you know, monsters, where they've got all the money in the world, doesn't matter. You know, I would never feel sorry for a guy like that. I'm not asking anybody to feel sorry for anybody, but mm-hmm. the same things that may go on in a workplace like ours, where guys have done things or stepped outside of their marriages or things like that. Like, unless you want those things to get opened up as well, those conversations are very tricky and very nuanced. And I find today, like, we have a lot of fun on our show. You guys have a lot of fun. But there's certain days we have to deal with serious things, and we deal with them head on. And if people don't want to talk about them, they know that coming on this show or coming on this station, you are going to be asked these questions.
Of course. And, I mean, to me, like you said, this morning, we were talking about it before the air, because the report that Major League Baseball was looking into it and the investigation into domestic violence gave credence to those comments on the internet. We had debates before the show
about whether to go into them or not.
About to go into the domestic violence side of it, because as far as I was concerned, that they're just comments on the internet, and that's a really low threshold.
But that's the world that we live in.
But as soon as MLB.com reports that MLB is asking questions about it, then that clears you to discuss it.
Which is why it came out at 902, and the entire show was dealing in that realm. But right, the conversation around Addison Russell and extramarital affairs and his wife's Instagram post, if it had just been that,
is between him and,
man, that's between him and his wife, and that is soap opera gossipy stuff that at the absolute most conclusion you can draw from it is he's distracted with some problems at home and it's affecting his play on the field.
But now the question becomes, and I know for a fact that the Cubs brass is bunkered down right now trying to come up with some kind of craft a public response of some kind, which I think they have to do. And it's a matter of getting the tone right.
Yeah.
And first and foremost, avoid the sports misstep. They've got to avoid the typical thing. The Blackhawks had a problem with it with their Notre Dame press conference. Colleges have struggled with this. And instead of closing ranks, make sure that you are equally sensitive, equally aware, equally concerned with the welfare of people who are not your player.
Well, that's the thing, because any overt support of Addison is in danger of coming off like dismissing the claim. Well,
especially when she could theoretically be deciding whether or not to pursue this further if something happens.
But it's not even her claiming it.
This is why it spilled into this, too. Because if you read what the young lady posted,
she doesn't even want this out.
Right. No. The friend posted this because Cub fans were going on the young lady's Instagram account and saying, why are you messing up the season?
Oh, wow.
Why are you doing this right now? Oh, why are you being hateful? If you look at the young lady's post, she quotes, she's not being hateful. And by the way, if you really want to get into it, this is what's going on.
Right, so
if
she doesn't want this out there. Right, yeah. I could go on.
But
I
she
found
felt
this.
Compelled to come to her defense because Cub fans were attacking her.
Well, this is the original post about infidel.
Yeah, exactly. Boy. And that's that. I mean, if you're the Cubs, gross. You know that you've seen this post. If you're the Cubs, hell, everybody's seen this post. So understanding that you know, the friend went there because people were putting pressure on this young lady's Instagram account about messing up a season and all these other things. And the worst part is these people have attached their names and their profiles to this. You can't make a comment without having your profile out there. And you go on those people's timelines and you see nothing but Cubs stuff. And every fan base has got this group of fandom. We saw it with the Blackhawks thing as well.
Right, of course.
But if you're the Cubs, you've learned, hopefully, from other things. And you also have seen that this is why this is spiraling, because someone is pushed to say, hey, you know, screw your sports right now. Mm-hmm. This is what's really happening.
They traded for Aroldis Chapman.
Right. And that was decided. And he paid the penalty, paid the suspension. Like, that was a very specific thing. And they still had to scramble like crazy to come out and talk about it.
Remember, and they missed there was early. Still a complete misstep when Aroldis said, well, they didn't talk to me. Did they talk to you? No, nobody said anything to me.
Correct.
And listen, the consequences for that often get overstated because they can overcome a misstep or two. But what we also, and I think we tried our best to do here, is when we compare it, it's under the domestic violence umbrella, right? But there are no charges yet. This is not analogous yet
Correct.
To Aroldis Chapman
Correct.
Or any of that. And that people don't hear that nuance.
Well, just turn off the text screen.
I know. It's
turn it off.
It's so frustrating, though, because they got no skin
in the game, Danny. Right, so it's okay to be that kind of person either way.
Right, but they have to. And so I just feel like you got to keep saying it. It's by acknowledging that what we don't know, that is not a defense of Addison Russell.
Right.
It is just an acknowledgement of it could be worse than some of the previous domestic violence cases that have run its course.
Well, she wrote, "Should I keep the list going?"
Right.
In her post.
Right.
She said, this should I keep the list going?
But that could be about the number of transgressions with infidelity, it could be about anything.
Let me ask you guys a question. Does Addison Russell play tonight?
Well, that's the other thing you have to decide.
Because here's the thing. I don't know what the team can do. I know that according to MLB's domestic violence clause, that the commissioner can place the player on a administrative leave for up to 7 days. And that's when a player is accused. Well,
holding pattern.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I don't know if the team can do that kind of thing.
Do you still get your pay because nothing has been proved?
Yes.
You know, proven, I should say.
Paid administratively.
Yeah, okay. You also wonder, then, is there then a presumption of guilt?
Right.
Exactly.
Which is why it's temporary. And I think, like you said, it's capped at 7 days, right?
Yep, seven days.
So it's kind of like a cooling off period.
Regardless
basically.
Of what actually happened then, that player will always be known as someone who was placed on leave for suspected domestic violence. Regardless.
And that never goes away.
And
ever,
that's why.
Ever, and if it's true, it should never go away.
Right.
Of course not. People were making fun of me for mentioning journalism school earlier, but you guys have covered this for a long time. Just journalistically, as a threshold, isn't it amazing and even a sign of progress on the issue that a secondhand comment on an Instagram post that has since been deleted, the comment says the wife doesn't even want that out there, that threshold, we've lowered it to that point where that prompts the Cubs to reportedly report it to Major League Baseball to launch an investigation.
It's a new world.
I don't think
that's really a journalistic question as much as it is an issue of MLB policy. If MLB's policy goes back to the Stone Age where they say, well, unless he's convicted, we don't have to...
Or charged in a court of law.
Right, but there was a time when it wasn't even that.
Yeah. Right.
There was a time where you had to be convicted before anybody would even acknowledge anything.
The MLB or whatever league would have put pressure on the young lady and say, hey, you know, this is your husband, get back with him, you know, make this family work.
Right, or they use the college town thing, and they call in a favor from a cop, and it goes away, and nobody says anything.
This is the thing, too, like, being an adulterer is far different than being an abuser.
Yes.
You know, so that's not even the same league. Like, that's what, and that's the issue that social media presents to every fan, every broadcaster, every athlete, because now, immediately, we jump in. And we have to talk about this. And you, the fan, now have to plant your flag because you've got less skin in the game and less actual responsibility. So now I've seen so many people throwing on capes. And this young lady, she had to turn her comments off because so many guys, how could he ever do this to you? I would never do that. Like, it's getting super weird on Instagram and super weird on Twitter with her. And And her friend is in a lot of these pictures, and she changed every caption
that
she's been in with Addison and the baby. Like, there's a picture of her and the baby and saying, this is Aiden. Hopefully
we're gonna teach him to grow up to be a real man.
And this young lady went on vacations with them. And I'm not sure, but I'm thinking that Addison paid for those vacations, and she is going in on him. So I'm trying to figure out, is this a young lady who's taking up for her friend? Is this a young lady who's being prompted by her friend?
She has now inserted herself in there and changed the dynamic.
Because it went from cheating. I went to sleep and it was cheating.
Right.
I woke up this morning and it was physical abuse and an investigation and talking about sitting people and all these other things. Like, this is, you know, we've heard of athletes cheating. Can you imagine if the 90s Bulls had Twitter? Had Twitter following them. Everybody likes to talk about what pressures are really out there and what guys couldn't do this and this guy isn't a closer, this guy isn't a killer. Can you imagine if the 80s Bears had Twitter?
Mm.
Okay? If the 80s Cubs had Twitter? All right?
It's remarkable that all of the guys who today have Twitter and Instagram, that it's not out there
more
weekly.
Well, yeah. I do know from a long-time veteran major market, major sport PR exec, that this new world terrifies teams because what used to be easier to control, the flow of information, that your limiting factor was often your team's communications department, and now it is the Wild West, and they don't know what their players are doing. They give them all the talking to. They have their manual. They say, this is company policy. This is league policy. This is how we do things, and it doesn't matter.
AAU coaches and 7-on-7 passing camp coaches in seminars, in practices, in group things, and tournaments, and all those things, by telling their kids, if you're not on Twitter, stay off of it. If you're not on Snapchat, you know, bless you, because your life is going to be a lot easier.
Look at Adam Shaheen's first day at OTAs, at rookie minicamp.
Right.
When the first thing Adam Shaheen had to answer for were dumb things, and he did a nice job, I think, disarming it by saying, dumb things I tweeted because I was a dumb kid.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave this right here for you, Jason. This is an article about the 16 Harvard engineering students who built the ultimate barbecue robot.
Are they rib cooks?
I don't know that for sure.
Yeah, they built a robot.
Yeah, they built a barbecue.
I'm sure that's not the first time Harvard-educated people have built a robot.
However, but it's a barbecue robot.
I asked you, were they cooking the ribs themselves?
It's a hyperboloid smoker.
No, the reason why your partner is laughing is because he knows the hole in this damn story as well.
But let the record show.
You went with it.
The robot actually sounds like the Jiggets impersonator.
There it is. And he can't ask questions during interviews as well.
I clearly have no choice but to go to every rib tip joint in this city until I find a Harvard
won't take
grad.
Long. You guys have Chris Bryant at 2:15.
Correct.
Yeah, and Jed Boyer
at 3.
Yeah.
Yep.
We've got other things as well.
Baseball America editor John Manuel at 3:40. We have the TV voice of the Rockies, Drew Goodman, at 4. And we got some giveaways too. Things, swag.
Today's going to be a day.
Yep.
So buckle up.
It certainly was for us. I'm sure it will be for you guys too. It's Bernstein and Goff on the Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. Want a better car? Head to Hyundai.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. Football coaches, especially coaches who are Lock Hall of Famers, don't retire in June. If the decision to walk away is entirely theirs, it's something they give thought to during a season or at season's end, and then make the announcement before the national signing date. That's why Bob Stoops' sudden announcement yesterday that he's leaving Oklahoma after 18 remarkable seasons not only caught football people off guard, it instantly raised questions about why he decided to leave when he'd spent the last few weeks sending out one positive recruiting tweet after another. Was health an issue? No, he insisted. Was the school dissatisfied that, in spite of 190 wins, a national title, and 10 Big 12 titles in 18 seasons, Stoops hadn't won the national championship since 2000? Most great coaches are dragged from the stage. Stoops is 56. Maybe he's just ready for a new chapter. I'm John Feinstein.
Are you thinking about renting out your house? Good choice, because the rental market is red hot. Not only could you make more money by renting out your home, but renting has never been easier, especially when you hire Renters Warehouse. Renters Warehouse is America's number one rent-a-state company, helping everyday homeowners lease and manage their homes. Their rent-a-state advisors make property management easy. They'll price your property, they'll find you great tenants, they'll collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls, all while you sit back and let someone else pay your mortgage. It's easy to start cash flowing on your home, easy to get great tax breaks, and easy to open the door to financial freedom. Plus, Renters Warehouse gives you 24/7 property management for one low, flat monthly fee. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now. Get a free home rental price analysis and find out how much your home will rent for today. It's easy. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse. Renterswarehouse.com.
Join Sycamore Speedway this Friday night for Spectator Demolition Derby. Saturday, it's the Joe and Nick Memorial. 54 laps plus dirt late models. Gates open at 6, racing at 7. For more info, visit SycamoreSpeedway.com.
People Magazine calls Megan Levy inspiring.
That dog saved my life.
Elle raves. It packs a punch.
He's not your dog. He's a Marine Corps dog.
It's heartfelt.
I'm trying to bring him home.
Megan Levy. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Starts June 9th.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Joe Madden, what's the solution then if you've tried everything?
We just keep talking, but I really do believe in our guys. I anticipate a nice surge coming up relatively soon. They can't care any more than they care.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
It's always a joy to talk to Rick Hahn, the White Sox general manager, Luis Roper. It's just great to see you guys steal what amounts to maybe the number one pick in the draft.
This is a type of talent that would be very much in the mix at the top of the draft, if not considered the first pick in the country.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. The Score's Danny Parkins.
My favorite Chicago sports memory is going to the clinching game for the Bulls' fourth title on Father's Day. Seeing Jordan win his first title after his dad had been killed with my dad on Father's Day is a sports moment that will never be topped.
Join Danny Parkins on the Spiegel and Parkins Show. Weekdays, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
John Paxson, it's time for you to once again kind of be the face of the organization.
No, not at all. In fact, nothing in our structure changes. I have to do things this offseason culturally within our building that I think are necessary and are going to change a little bit.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Big Red!
Big Red!
Scoreboard update.
Approaching 1:30 from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, Chicago Wolves games make the best company in group outings. Tickets, food, and souvenirs can all be included for one low price. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES.
I did give him a day off earlier on because of his arm. I did. But as of right now, I think he's trending in the right direction with all of that. He's not on top of his game right now. I cannot defend that.
So that was Cubs skipper Joe Maddon before yesterday's game, talking about shortstop Addison Russell, who was not in the lineup. He's struggling on the field, hitting around 200. Now issues off the field. Major League Baseball says it's looking into domestic abuse allegations against Russell. The allegations were made on social media by a woman who claims to be a friend of Russell's wife. Cubs GM Jed Hoyer will be live on The Score at 3 o'clock. Meantime, there's a game tonight. Cubs home against Colorado. John Lester and Tyler Chatwood, the starters. The Cubs are currently one game behind Milwaukee in the National League Central. The Rockies lead the NL West. They took 2 of 3 from the Cubs at Coors last month. White Sox in Tampa Bay. Derek Holland on the mound. Remember, he was rocked for 8 runs in 2 1/3 in his last outing Friday in Detroit. Elsewhere, Cincinnati leads St. Louis 5-0 in the 7th. Bottom 4, Tigers 4, Angels 1. San Francisco and Milwaukee are scoreless in the 1st. Hockey, each team has held home serve on its home ice tonight. Game 5, Stanley Cup Final, Nashville at Pittsburgh, series tied at 2 games apiece. Blackhawks begin their preseason September 19th on the road in Columbus. College basketball, Illinois at Wake Forest for the Big Ten ACC Challenge. Head coach Greg McDermott indicates he's staying at Creighton, this despite a reported offer from Ohio State. Save big when you make Burlington Stores your Father's Day gift headquarters. Bluetooth speakers starting at $12.99, the latest in tech, fragrance, watches, ties, wallets, or give him a Burlington gift card. Always a perfect gift. Burlington, style for everyone. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score tonight at 6:30 when the Cubs take on the Rockies on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Minute Mart.
Sometimes you make bad decisions.
Try this ghost pepper.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Cubs fans, can you imagine if you missed this?
Grand slam, Miguel Montero.
Or this?
And Baez drives one in the air. It's got a chance. Cubs win.
Experience every exciting moment of Cubs baseball right here. Because when the Cubs are on The Score, history could be made at any moment.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home for the world champion Chicago Cubs. Bernstein and Goff Show.
It's showtime, folks.
On 670 The Score.
All right, let's start this. Chris Bryant is expected to join us at 2:15. That will be followed by Cubs general manager Jed Hoyer just after 3. John Manuel, the editor of Baseball America, will preview the MLB June entry draft that starts Monday. He'll join us at 3:40. And then Drew Goodman will tell us all about the upstart Rockies at 4. We'll do It's On at 5:30. And we have a pair of giveaways. It's pretty cool. We have a Ward versus Kovalev rematch long sleeve dry fit pullover.
Wow.
We have 2 of those.
Okay.
And we'll give them away separately. We don't want one. I don't think
is
one
that
person
Andre Ward
needs 2 of them. It's not Burt Ward. If it is,
it's Charlie Ward, actually.
If it is, old Burt's in trouble. That's the old mismatch.
I know the Burt Ward, you goof. Andre Ward.
Ward Kovalev rematch long sleeve dry fit
pullover. I don't think I've ever said those words quite in that order. 312-644-6767. That's our number at WSCR The Score. You can email us at Bernstein and Goff at 670thescore.com, and there you can listen to us live because we're streaming at 670thescore.com. Texting and wayward sexting or intended sexting at 67011. Text line brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. When you text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter at Bernstein_Goff. He is at Jason1Goff. Yep. I am at Dan_Bernstein. We are on Instagram at Bernstein Goff Show. And there's a website, BernsteinandGoffShow.com, all spelled out. That's for podcasts and blogs. Also, some interaction going on Facebook. If you like 670 The Score on Facebook, you can be part of the show there.
I'm going there right now to hang out with people.
And we are visible as well. Thanks to our friends at American Needle, you can watch us live video streaming at watch670thescore.com and on Facebook Live. It is directed by Brian Gertsch.
I mean, they're amazing players. They kept coming.
What are you doing, man?
I got Bubba Watson here. He's getting my golf jeans going.
We know golf gets you. You're probably more excited about that than the win.
I'm ready to watch him next week at U.S. Open for sure. But
What? Come on, Tanny. You gotta help us out with that. I
didn't hear Bubba Watson in there. He video bombed them during the post game on court interview. Okay. He's like, "Hey, what's going on?
Okay,
you got to see the video.
It's golf great. Machine.
I mean, they're amazing players. They kept coming.
What are you doing, man?
How I doing, hey, man?
Did Kesha show up too?
Did he still have the General Lee?
I think so.
With the big old Confederate flag on the roof.
Big stars and bars on the roof. Like that.
These colors don't run. They give up every once in a while, but they don't run.
Well, they kind of run to lose every once in a while. Then we just go home and drink. The executive producer is Nick Shepkowski.
I think of seeing Syndergaard on a rainy day in Palm Beach in the Lululemon. We were in Palm Beach. It was pouring rain. And so we're in the mall. And about five Mets were in the Lululemon store because, that's the kind of stuff that, that age group, that's the kind of stuff they like. You know, that Lululemon has that kind of stuff. And Syndergaard was in there.
But workout clothes?
Yeah, they're just workout. They're just really expensive workout clothes.
No doubt. Jace is huge in the Lululemon store right here on Michigan Avenue.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. We go over there and we get to looking at yoga pants. And
yeah, that's another thing that if you're a Northside hot mom, it's mandatory that to half your wardrobe is Lululemon.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You really know the wardrobe and the coats and cars?
I know what you're, like, they hand them out. You like, if you, are you a hot mom with an expensive stroller? Yes. Okay. Well, here's your standard issue stuff.
Right.
Here's your nylon white Nike cap that you can pull your blonde ponytail through while you're over at the deli.
Oh, blonde. At Mariano's. Okay. Just making sure.
Well, not real blonde. I mean, it's all the same, like, frosted, highlighted thing.
Come on. Ryan Chivarini walking around in Lululemon pants.
And our audio overlord is Chris Tannehill.
Vincent Goodwill is reporting that Fred Hoiberg has no interest in the Ohio State head coaching job. Fred Hoiberg's career record as the head coach of this team is 83-81.
83.
You think Layla was in on it? I don't think so either.
I do not think so.
I do not think she's a big listener of the show.
They've also announced that Fred Hoiberg has nobody listening to him. That was the other announcement. Hey, guys, let's go get him. No.
Yeah, if I'm Fred. I found some things out last night. If I'm Fred, I'm Audi 5000.
Bouncing. Jeez.
Peace to the gods. Creighton, come on. Hey, you know what, Doug? Tell your father that he really should go to Ohio State.
Yeah, Greg, take that job because I am throwing up deuces.
Yeah, I hate this place. I hate these people. I hate these players. I hate this staff.
How can you not?
Yeah, money. Right? I mean, he doesn't seem like a guy that money moves a lot of people, and money is nice, but I think Fred has had enough of the old rigmarole.
This portion of Sports Radio 670 is brought to you by Four Winds Casinos in nearby Southwest Michigan for gaming, for dining, for entertainment, for adventure. Four Winds Casinos, your entertainment escape. I am frankly shocked that we have not received a statement from the Cubs.
You think it's going to happen before Judd comes on?
I don't know.
It should.
I'm very, very surprised. They've got some PR professionals there on staff.
Well, maybe they're gathering their information from Madison as well.
I'm sure they are, but it comes to be a timing issue here when you're going to have media at the ballpark. And I'm sure they're also figuring out, sitting down with MLB and their lawyers as to what they can do, what they should do, what is fair to everybody.
Probably get one in the next 45 minutes or so, right?
I expect so.
They wouldn't let a player go on knowing that we're going to ask that player about the situation at least once. They probably wouldn't let a player go on a local station and even give a no comment before they have any comment, right?
Correct. I mean,
the Cubs are smart people.
Yeah, they've got to get everybody on the same page, and they have to go out of their way to strike the right tone. They've got to make sure they don't fall into that typical sports space of
sports space
of rushing to defend and protect a player at the expense of what could be the fair treatment of an alleged victim. And there aren't even official allegations.
Right. Not even by the young lady herself. It's from a friend on Instagram who apparently she has deleted her Instagram account. But as I've said before, the internet is an ink.
It isn't just a friend, though. This appears to be a close friend of the family. It's
someone
not
who's
just
been around their kids.
Yes, mm-hmm. and multiple pictures of the three of them, of the child and Addison and the wife. And I think you've done some pretty good forensic social media work there. And I'm serious, going back and
because I knew these things were going to come down, so I just wanted to make sure that you know I wasn't speaking out of turn here. And that's the thing, once the wife takes it to Instagram, it's a different ball game. You know, it's an entirely different ball game. We've talked about and hinted at things before with other athletes, or haven't even brought it to the air with other athletes because nobody's mentioned it, or there's been nothing public, or a guy hasn't been seen out enough with other people. But once the wife takes it to Instagram and talks about mental abuse and being cheated on and how she's going to get her life back together, and then everybody starts to comment on it, and then too many Cubs fans start to comment on it the wrong way, and then the nanny slash friend slash whatever this young lady is to the family, she goes in to protect her friend, and I think she got out a little bit over her skis as well because she even put it in her post that she doesn't want this out, but
but she still felt compelled to push back against the fanboys that were attacking this woman.
It's nasty.
It's always difficult space to be in, it's really unfortunate when the party ends. But this might be remembered as the time the party ended.
For?
Well, for some people who realize that for all the joy that
You're talking about the favor bank, the goodwill that surrounds the squad?
You know, Aroldis Chapman Addison was a test, but Aroldis Chapman wasn't one of your young studs.
Not a foundation.
Now, one of your guys.
We're talking about MVP for this guy. Like future MVP. Like all the things. And not to make it devolve to the baseball thing, but just the presence in which they thought he struck, not only in the locker room, but outside, out there on the field. I just, you know, when it started to get to a point where they were talking a lot about chemistry and the kind of guys they wanted.
Makeup.
And I was saying it to myself. It kind of rung true with me the way the first time I heard Derrick Rose say he'll never leave Chicago, and I actually pulled Derrick to the side after that media availability. I said, dude, don't you ever, ever say never leave or never this, or don't harp on things that people are going to then point out once it's time to go. And
it's for a rule of crisis PR, never say anything you're going to have to take back.
The Cubs have talked about character and going to Kyle Schwarber's house and being around these guys and knowing what kind of guys they want in a locker room, in a clubhouse, knowing what kind of guys can deal with the funny suit day and knowing what kind of guys can bounce back and go, you know, a 2-week stretch without getting a hit, but always be a good teammate. And this gets back to the football stuff that we have talked about with Greg Gabriel and everybody that's ever been on this station concerning the Ray McDonald situation. It has to be asked. Professional character versus personal character and how you weigh the two. You're a World Series winning franchise. This is a big boy business that you're in now. You got a big old plaza and a hotel going up and a parking lot going up. You have nothing but good vibes around this team. Even with the shaky start, people are like, hey, it's still my Cubs. It's still the Cubs. This is that first piece of adversity that I was talking about. This is that first piece. And it has shown itself, whether it's true or not.
The Cubs'
it's
response
here.
Is important today.
Yes.
And whether or not he plays, whatever they decide in the short and medium term, this initial response is important. This segment has been brought to you by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Learn how an insurance-covered comfortable knee or back brace can reduce your pain. Call 800-888-KNEE. 800-888-KNEE. Chris Bryant expected to join us at 2:15. Jed Hoyer at 3. It's Bernstein and Goff on the Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. Not just new cars and SUVs, better. Hey, Chicago.
Truckers, Schneider is proud to announce a new pay increase for Midwest over-the-road drivers in our van truckload division. That's in addition to the 20% average earning potential increase in the Midwest the past 2 years, automatic increases with experience, and potential accessorial pay and bonuses, plus new configurations and team options that enhance pay potential. Learn about Schneider's new Midwest van truckload pay increase and apply at SchneiderJobs.com or call 844-PRIDE. That's SchneiderJobs.com or 844-PRIDE.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series!
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it!
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
There is a reason the top realtors in town are working with Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team. The housing market is hot right now, and the houses are selling the day they come on the market. It's never been so important to have a strong mortgage lender. If you are even considering buying a home, make sure to call Ryan and get pre-approved. He can do it in the very same day you call in. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team work so hard so you don't have to. If you are looking to refinance or purchase a home, why would you go visit anywhere else? Call Ryan at 773-770-4727 or visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
Joe Maddon, what's the solution then if you've tried everything?
I just keep talking, but I really do believe in our guys. I anticipate a nice surge coming up relatively soon. They can't care any more than they care.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
It's always a joy to talk to Rick Hahn, the White Sox general manager, Luis Roper. It's just great to see you guys steal what amounts to maybe the number one pick in the draft.
This is a type of talent that would be very much in the mix at the top of the draft, if not considered the first pick in the country.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. The Score's Danny Parkins.
My favorite Chicago sports memory is going to the clinching game for the Bulls' fourth title on Father's Day. Seeing Jordan win his first title after his dad had been killed with my dad on Father's Day is a sports moment that will never be topped.
Join Danny Parkins on the Spiegel and Parkins Show. Weekdays, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
John Paxson, it's time for you to once again kind of be the face of the organization.
No, not at all. In fact, nothing in our structure changes. I have to do things this offseason culturally within our building that I think are necessary and are going to change a little bit.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Good Lord, David Ross is annoying.
The ovation that he got on Friday just for standing up was ridiculous. Like, you think that Ryan Sandberg and Hawk Dawson and all those dudes rolled into one stood up. Now look up, it's David Ross all dressed in black. This guy is an icon now.
Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Jake Minshew here.
Baseball has started calling strikes on tobacco. Major League stadiums are enacting new guidelines to knock tobacco out of their parks. Specifically, smokeless tobacco, which contains at least 28 known carcinogens and wreaks havoc on your mouth.
So the next time you get that craving inside or outside the ballpark, pack up a healthy alternative instead. Jake's Mint Chew. Made of organic mint, Jake's is non-nicotine, tobacco-free, and will help you turn over a new leaf.
Mint.
Available at jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
Also in pouches.
Hi, it's Jason Goff here. When the time comes when you have to buy or sell a home, call the realtor who I would call, the realtor with a serious marketing plan that will work hard for you. It's Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Here's a story about Amy's work. Many falsely think winter is a bad time to sell a home. Not true. Tim and Suzanne were relocating out of state and called Amy Kite for help to sell their Highland Park home. Amy's marketing system works year-round, people, and in no time, they had multiple offers. Their home sold in only 7 days for $525,000. Amy's unique in that you agree on a price, a deadline, and if the deadline passes, the home isn't sold, she can rent it, lease it, or buy it for cash because that's the Amy Kite guarantee. No gimmicks, that's the real deal. And working with Amy doesn't obligate you to anything. If they aren't doing their job, she'll let you out of the contract free and clear. But don't worry, no one ever does, because she sells homes for top dollar. Next time I need to sell my home, I would absolutely trust Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Call Amy at 847-877-9881 or online at amywillsellyourhome.com. Her phone number again is 847-877-9881 or amywillsellyourhome.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
It's the Bernstein and Goff Show on Sports Radio 670 WSCR, the show, the score of the show. I continue to await a statement from the Cubs, and nothing as of yet. It is surprising that they have, that it's taken them this long, considering that this broke last night.
What kind of tone really was set with Aroldis Chapman being on the north side of Chicago?
I will tell you what kind of tone was set, and the Score's Julie DeCaro actually just now was tweeting some of this stuff out that I think really nails it. And she, what she said, our colleague Julie, wrote, I have no idea if the allegations against Addison Russell are true or not. But I know one thing. All the talk last season about what a great guy Chappie was definitely sent a message to the kids. And the message is that you can act like an animal around your family and still be loved by your teammates, still be a quote-unquote good guy. That's an effective way of describing what teams often get into, what I'm calling, for lack of a better term, the sports. Domestic violence trap. The missing on the tone of, well, yeah, you know, he's our teammate and he's a good guy. Well, you don't know. That's the point. Nobody knows. We don't know. It's a very difficult situation for everyone to be in.
And as far as kids are concerned, I can't speak about anybody else's upbringing. I can only speak about mine. I was taught to never idolize athletes because they were just people with special skills, and that nothing about life was going to really be that much different in terms of the problems that they would encounter or bring upon themselves other than who they were before they got money. So, you know, that's I think sometimes when we bring the what teams and players are teaching children, I think children are a lot smarter than we give them credit for. And by the time you think you're talking to your kid about something
they're way ahead of you.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Always.
That is going to rock them to the core. They're like, "Oh yeah, this guy had to go to jail cuz he's an idiot." Or this guy is no longer on the team because he got a DUI, or you know, those kinds. Or they might say, "Hey, you know, Uncle Charlie did the same thing that this player did and Uncle Charlie went to jail for it, so this player doesn't have a job." I get it. I mean, just to, you know, the kids that I'm around, at least.
This segment brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. Next few segments on this station should be pretty interesting, I think.
Chris Bryant will join us at 2:15. We'll talk to him about this and the Cubs getting back on the winning track, even though they lost last night. I have some off-season questions for him about the preparation and how it is hindered or helped when you win a World Series and what actually changes. So there's some things we need to chop up with one Chris Bryant we haven't done in a couple of weeks.
We're going to do that. You have the score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
The phones are ringing off the hook at Hyundai because right now we're offering the best savings in our 30-year history, like up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Sonata. It's called the Better Than Ever sales event, and it features the biggest total savings ever offered on the Sonata, Elantra, Tucson, and Santa Fe Sport. So there's never, ever been a better time to buy than the Better Than Ever sales event. Plus, every Hyundai is also backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty, America's best warranty. So visit your Hyundai dealer now before the biggest savings in Hyundai's history are, well, history. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai, and the Better Than Ever sales event is the reason to buy now. For a limited time, get up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Hyundai Sonata. That's 25% off MSRP. But hurry, the Better Than Ever sales event ends soon, so head to your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. America's best warranty claim based on total package warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. To learn more, call 877-248-1585.
You'd think with all the technology out there, it'd be better at remembering dates that matter, but I'm still forgetful, and I always find myself scrambling to make sure I've got the gift that's ready to go. And that's why this is a perfect thing for me, and probably for you too. ProFlowers has come out with a solution for just that issue. It's called ProGifter. It's a brand new service, easy and foolproof. You'll never forget an event. You'll look awesome all year. ProGifter allows you to schedule 3 bouquet deliveries, the same or different, to 3 addresses or the same, up to 1 year in advance. So if you procrastinate or forget that anniversary or birthday, this is the service for you. It's 3 bouquets with vases and free shipping, all for $99. So you save time and you save money. Importantly, it's up to $70 in savings. So you look thoughtful and you look like you spent a lot more than you did. Because ProFlowers buys directly from the best growers, you know you're getting fresh flowers backed by a 7-day freshness guarantee or your money back. So right now it's in the back of your head, that occasion for which you're going to need to send flowers. So don't wait. Go to ProFlowers.com. Look for the Pro Gifter banner right on the homepage. You pick your flowers, set the delivery dates, and you're done. That's ProFlowers.com.
Pontiac RV's summer RV sale is June 8th through the 11th. See the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in Illinois, all on sale. Featuring new travel trailers and fifth wheels from Coachmen, Forest River, and Keystone RV. Plus huge discounts on motorhomes from Winnebago and Tiffin Motorhomes. Pontiac RV, conveniently located on Interstate 55 at exit 201 in Pontiac.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
Is there ever a scenario where you have too many guys that need to play?
You're absolutely right on. We have a roster right now that you'd like to play guys more often, but there's not as much room. I mean, you only get to play 8 without the DH.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it!
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670, The Score. Official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. The Score's Danny Parkins.
My favorite Chicago sports memory is going to the clinching game for the Bulls' fourth title on Father's Day. Seeing Jordan win his first title after his dad had been killed with my dad on Father's Day is a sports moment that will never be topped.
Join Danny Parkins on the Spiegel and Parkins Show. Weekdays, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score at 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Joe Madden. What's the solution then if you've tried everything?
We just keep talking. I really do believe in our guys. I anticipate a nice surge coming up relatively soon. They can't care any more than they care.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Cubs fans, can you imagine if you missed this?
Grand slam, Miguel Montero!
Or this?
And Baez drives one in the air.